What Time Is It? Written by J. Davy Crockett III. Read by Chris Leonard. Time. Who can explain it? Use it or lose it, the experts say. All of us have the same amount of it, and it is never enough. There are many sayings about time, such as, time marches on, time waits for no man, time is money, and time is fleeting. Especially in today's stressful, fast-paced, high-pressure world. Time is at a premium. People are constantly checking the time on their wristwatch or smartphone or their computer, or on the radio or television. Whatever time of life we are in, we seem to be pressed for time to accomplish what we need to do each day. So most people always want to know, what time is it? With all the pressure to cram as much activity as we can into each day, we sometimes lose sight of our place in the flow of history. So, from a historical perspective, what time is it? Some may respond, what difference does it make? Surely everything will just keep going on like it is today. Are they right? No, and in fact, the Bible says a great deal about time, both in the short term and the long view. For instance, the Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 16, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Good advice in any age. Still, the larger question remains, what time is it in human history? The Bible answers this important question by revealing a number of events that will occur in the latter days. Daniel 10, verse 14, or time of the end, Daniel 8, verse 17. Paul describes one characteristic of the end times when he describes human conduct that will be found in that age. "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God." That's 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4. As we observe the collapse of moral values all around us, and the many problems that occur as a result, can we seriously doubt that we are in the times Paul described? As we endure economic chaos, wars, political social conflicts in so many areas of our world, we should remember that Jesus Christ described such conditions as signs of the end times when he said, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." That's Matthew 24, verses 3 through 14. So, what time is it? It is not just the time of the end. It is time to become more involved than ever in God's work of preaching and publishing the message of the coming kingdom of God, the gospel message Jesus Christ brought as a warning to this world. To learn more about the times we are in and about the coming kingdom of God, read our booklets 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return and The World Ahead, What Will It Be Like? You may also order a printed copy, absolutely free of charge. These booklets will help you see the signs of the times.